This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Appreciate the job you do. And, of course, our bulk mail center drivers that are delivering the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. Very important job if you want to get your mail. And don't forget our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and hauling the diesel, and Tom and his guys, appreciate them too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and True Social, all the same way, at Captain's America, and that includes Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can go over there, and you can check and see all the different things that we have to offer, and we appreciate you doing that, and we appreciate you signing up for any information that you want to get from us, because you'll be on the list. All right, now, in the meantime, we're going to jump right into the fire and frying pan here with our next guest. That would be none other than Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I'll tell you what. Let's say the pledge to get rolling, because we've got lots to talk about. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the big news yesterday, the Tampa Bay Lightning are still alive.
Yeah.
They're still alive. Holy cow, and we'll get into that in hour number three. But, no, the big news is obviously the Roe v. Wade decision at the Supreme Court. A lot of people got real excited real fast. It shocked a lot of people. I just got an email from one of our listeners, Cheryl. She said she finally lived long enough to see Roe v. Wade overturned. She was in shock. It really surprised her. And surprised a lot of people, because a lot of people didn't think this could happen. And I just kept saying the same thing to myself. It's unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional. Well, guess what? It's unconstitutional.
Absolutely. And the court did the right thing. And, you know, it's always should have been up to the states to the people to decide this thing. And that's the way it's going to break down. And for people to continue to lie and say, well, they got rid of it. No, they technically did not get rid of it.
Nope.
They just they just decided who the deciders are going to be. That's all. They just turned it back to the people that should be deciding this. And that is the people.
Yep.
I don't see that. This is the thing, Captain. I don't understand why these people are going to Nutsville when it's up to them now. If they want to continue to kill babies in mass like they're doing, they vote for it in that particular state.
Yep.
That simple.
Well, Maxine Waters, AOC, and several other of the usual characters are just standing up there and lying. They're you-know-what's-up, and they're trying to whip up the crowd into a frenzy. This is their opportunity, they think, to try to get grasped onto something, to give them an opportunity to win something somewhere in the next election. And I'm telling you, it's not going to work.
No, it's not going to work, Captain. By continuing to threaten to burn cities, they're blocking major freeways in Los Angeles, marching to various locations throughout the country, and just being a pain in the backside. It's not going to help them at all. In fact, it's going to push America further right, in my opinion. And there's going to be some stunning defeats election-wise, I believe, this coming November.
Well, you're right, there is, and their way is not going to work anymore because people have had it. They're over this. And
yeah.
By the way,
yeah.
No one in their right mind can afford their economic policies because look what it's doing to them.
Yes, absolutely. That's also going to be the other thing. Everyone is impacted by this. Even those who have a lot of money are still impacted in so many ways. And so that's what the administration should have been working on, this economy, instead of trashing the economy, basically.
And here's another thing that's going to happen this summer. People are taking vacations, but they're not taking vacations like they used to, going a fair amount of distance away. They're hopping in their little four-wheeler, taking their pup tent with them and going out to the national campgrounds or whatever and doing a family thing, and that's a good thing to see.
Yeah, that's true. In places like Oxford, Ohio, for example, they find that there's a major park in that area. Nearly 350 sites are booked, and that's normally not nearly that many at this early in the summer.
Right.
It's just, people are taking vacations, but like you said, they're just doing it closer to home. And that's good for local economies. People rediscovering their own, they call them staycations.
Yes.
And they're rediscovering their hometowns and saying, it's pretty good.
Yep, there's a lot of that goes on right here on this side of Florida, right along the Gulf Coast, because we've got a number of parks over here, and the people will come in on the weekend, they'll load it up with their campers or their motorhomes, or like I say, they'll bring their car, bring their tent, set up their tent, and there they are, right on the beach.
Yeah, yep, making, as they say, lemonade out of lemons.
Oh, yeah. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more from Ron Edwards. The Edwards Notebook is coming right up. Don't go anywhere. And don't forget, you can check out his website by going to theronedwards.com, theronedwards.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the stuff that he has to offer over there. You'll be amazed, and I'll be right back.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live and conservative on Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All of that.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Both regime figurehead Biden and little Frenchie have declared the economy is good. Well, tell that up close and personal to the good people of Huntsville, Kentucky. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page, from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. One of the United States' top aluminum manufacturing plants has become yet another casualty of the Biden regime's war against American greatness, where massive cutbacks in the plant's workforce for at least 9 months. The specific reason was an unprecedented rise in energy prices throughout the United States and the world. Century Aluminum in Huntsville, Kentucky will be laying off 628 smelter employees starting August 5th. Manufacturing layoffs are in fact being announced throughout the United States at an alarming rate due to continuing escalating prices of fuel. While Biden's economic policies continue to wreak havoc upon the economy, he refuses to do anything that will stabilize, strengthen, or grow the economy here in America. We the people owe it, not only to ourselves, but to future generations, to unite in mass and repeal the leftist government plots and plans to literally destroy our unique, exceptional nation way of life. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the Ron Edwards American Experience weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific, and to find out where, go to TheRonEdwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
And you know what else you can find over at TheRonEdwards.com? You can find what I'm about to take a sip of over there. Let's see here. Iced coffee. Good iced coffee. And I make my own. Now, Constitutional Grounds Coffee has a display over there on TheRonEdwards.com website. Go over there. See it. Order some, give it a try, see what happens, because Constitutional Grounds is
coffee you want in your cup.
Who was that masked man? We had a masked man come in here. Yeah, no, it's good stuff, and
I'm getting down to my point again to where I might need a little bit more. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, let's continue talking about some things here. I want to get into Justice Thomas. Now, Justice Thomas said something, and I don't know if he just said this to throw some salt in the wound or whatnot, but he said the court should reconsider rulings on contraception and same-sex marriage. I think it's a little early to mention that when you've got everybody in shell shock right now and a lot of people talking about burning down places.
Yeah, immediately I thought, uh-oh. While I agree with him on the morality of those issues, the timing couldn't be more imperfect.
Yep.
And I don't know, like I said, I thought the same thing. Well, maybe he's just trying to throw some salt in the wound. He's tweaking the folks or whatever, but I just thought it was kind of unwise at this particular time. Not that I disagree with him on the issues as to what they are, but like I said, sometimes timing is, just a bad time right now.
I will just consider that he's a great man, and I'll just say, okay, you said it, and that's it, end of story. Now, we do have something interesting to report, and thank goodness for the folks in Illinois being so bad to the Citadel, the investment group to Citadel, because their founder, billionaire owner Ken Griffin, said, hey, guys and gals, we're moving our office from Chicago, Illinois. Our corporate headquarters are from our hedge fund, and we're going to ship it on down to Miami, Florida. Come on down. And it took a lot of people by storm, I suppose, because it's like, what, a $60 billion hedge fund?
Yeah, and it's kind of sad because I don't know if you've been to the Magnificent Mile and seen.
Oh, I have.
It's something to behold. And just a wonderful, wonderful place, at least vision-wise now that it's beginning to empty out. And it's a shame because of criminal activity. Although, I will say that Miami has its share of high crime, but the difference is, immediately I said, oh, but remember, at least in Miami, if you have knuckle draggers, the police have support, and they're going to be able to go after the thugs.
Correct.
And throw them in the pokey. Whereas in Illinois, it's the criminals who are upheld by Mayor Lightfoot. Lightfoot.
Oh, that was good. That was good. I got to remember that one. Yeah, and we'll see what happens. And I'm pretty sure a year from now, nobody will even remember that they were even Chicago. You want to bet?
Yeah, and that's sad. Like I said, having been there and all that, and seeing how beautiful that is, and that mayor should be arrested, in my opinion, to allow the horrible things that are going on in Chicago, just this total destruction of one of the world's great cities. It's sad, but it's great for Miami. Miami's pretty magnificent too. So
yep.
There it is.
Now the radical group of the LGBTQ plus agenda is out there. They're promoting drag queens and want to bring them into schools. They've actually done that in some cases. I think that's perverted, to say the least. My kid was in a school, in a public school, I would take him out of school because of that and take him somewhere different, because that's not something in my opinion, for little kids to be shown that lifestyle. But anyway, a group of conservative gays, a GOP, that I believe that's the Log Cabin Bunch, isn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They even had a celebrity drag queen that was coming out against these radical LGBTQ people because they said that their agenda just merely pushes transgenderism. It doesn't do anything else. It doesn't help anything else. It's the wrong way to go about doing it.
Absolutely. First of all, you don't see heterosexuals pushing adults pushing that stuff on little children, or they shouldn't be. And it's not something that's accepted. So why in the heck should unnatural practitioners be allowed to push that crap on little children? And what was sickening, Captain, is I recently saw a video where parents were sitting there laughing while encouraging their little children to put money in a G-string of one of those
dancers. That's nuts. That's absolutely nuts.
I almost puked. I just couldn't. So to see this, this conservative standing up, I thought that's good, because if you choose to do something like that as an adult, it's unnatural. It's more unhealthy than cigarette smoking. That's your business. But to foist that upon little children is evil.
Yeah.
It is wicked. It is evil.
Yeah. Now, the House voted yesterday on the bipartisan compromise gun bill. It was a party line vote, 234 to 193, to give the final approval to the bill that had come over from the Senate. Obviously, the president's going to sign this. This was all rushed through because of the Texas and New York mass shootings. I get it. I understand it. But the red flag laws that are in there and whatnot, they've gone about it in the wrong manner, in my opinion. And this isn't really going to help, in my opinion.
No, it's going to exacerbate the situation, in my opinion. It has nothing to do with good. It's just shutting down crime, by the way, Jeff. It has nothing at all to do with it. It's all about symbolism. It's all about bringing about more control. If you want to lower crime of this type, how about doing away with gun-free zones? I mean, that's one quick way to get rid of these types of activities, because most of the people that conduct those kind of shootings, they're cowards. They're cowardly punks who are taking advantage of people that are unarmed, including children.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's a solution, sir.
Yeah.
Get rid of gun-free zones. But these people are not serious. Mitch McConnell and these rhinos, these 14 Republican rhinos that joined the Democrats, they know this is garbage.
Yeah, I was actually 15, and I'm trying to figure out who the 15th was.
Me too. I'm looking here at 14, but yeah. But yeah, whatever, 14, 15, whatever the number, they're no good rhinos that need to be replaced by conservatives.
And some of them, of course, are not running for office again, about five of them, so they don't care.
I know.
Listen, I got one last thing to mention here. Got about 30 seconds to do it.
Sure.
I want to talk about the green energy. It's doing really good. AOC should be real proud of herself. Solar panels. Solar panels produced a savings of 1.9% off the energy bill as they did the year previous in 2021. They saved more money if they were buying cheap gasoline than they did with the solar panels.
Way more money. This is another crock that is doing nothing to help but only hindering us and bringing more harm.
Yep.
Look what it had. Look what those windmills did. How great they were a couple of years ago in Texas with that winter storm.
Yeah,
that's the ticket.
Yeah, they froze up.
Yeah, absolutely. So another garbage move.
Yeah,
we got to stand up to this, Captain, and push it back, and get our country back and get her back on the right path to good energy sources, which we have in abundance, by the way.
All righty. We will talk to you next week. You have yourself a great week. I look forward to getting the Ron Edwards notebooks up there.
Absolutely. Take care. Godspeed.
All righty. That's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch right after these messages.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan gun violence bill is headed to President Biden's desk after final passage by the House. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says the bill doesn't have everything she'd like to see in it, but does remind everyone.
I have to say that this bill doesn't do everything we would like to do. We need to do more on background checks. Let us not judge this legislation for what is not in it, but respect it for what it does.
At least 26 states are expected to protect the sanctity of life now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned. States are left to decide how to legislate the issue. Missouri acted first on Friday, with its attorney general filing paperwork to end abortion in the state. President Biden blasting the Supreme Court ruling, calling it cruel and outrageous. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the Overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our folks at MyPillow. Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com have offered another BOGO extravaganza through the 4th of July weekend. Now on multiple MyPillow products. Now it's time to join with the millions of Americans, folks, who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Now here's the way this works. Right now, you can get the buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow bed sheets, the Giza bed sheets. Those are the real fancy-dancy sheets. You're going to love them. Also, the Giza Elegance MyPillows, the most expensive and extravagant pillows that he's got. Buy one, get one. Also, the six-piece towel sets, those great towel sets. And I'm telling you, I've got two sets myself, and I love them. You're going to love them, too. And the Roll and Go Anywhere MyPillows. Those are the smaller pillows. They're decorated up American flag. And American patriotic scenes and cities and mountains and that sort of thing, and they really look nice and so much more. Now, just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Now, don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products, and you'll also receive Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. Now, if you only want to buy one thing, okay, mention the Captain, mention Captain, that's your promo code, and you'll get 66% off the order. That's the other deal going on. So give them a call, 800-641-5459, that's 800-641-5459, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, that's how you get your discount. All right, Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Good morning again there, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning again, Captain. Yes.
Yes, sir. Now, I want to mention something here because this is the gift that keeps on giving. Maxine Waters vowed to defy the decision of overturning Roe v. Wade. She said, "The hell with the Supreme Court." Now, you got a little video there, or a little audio there from her video, and she also said a couple of other things along with that, so fire away.
Yes, here we go.
You see this turn out here? You ain't seen nothing yet. Women are going to control their bodies no matter how they try and stop it. The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them. Women will be in control of their bodies, and if they think black women are intimidated or afraid, they got another thought coming. Black women will be out in droves. We will be out by the thousands. We will be out by the millions. We're going to make sure we fight for the right to control our own bodies. Thank you. Hello, everybody.
So there you have Maxine Waters, Captain, saying that, you know, the hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them. Captain, I always thought the Supreme Court was the final say
on
the laws of the country, and that out-and-out open defiance of these kinds of things would be in the same category, don't you think? Exactly. What they accused so many Republicans of questioning the 2020 election or January 6th. So isn't she doing the same thing?
She is, and they are, and you're right. But here's the other thing, okay? She is as dumb as a box of rocks. Nobody took away their right. They think they have a right, constitutional right, which they don't. No one took away their right to have an abortion. It's a states' rights issue. Should have been to begin with. Never should have gotten to the federal level. It's nowhere mentioned in the anything that we have, any documents, Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence. It's not mentioned anywhere there. And guess what? It never should have been included in there. That was a mistake that was made 60 years ago. Finally corrected. But here's the deal. Nobody is saying they can't have an abortion. It's up to the state that they're in.
Yeah, you're right about that. I think, Captain, as you're talking about this right that doesn't exist in the Constitution, but yet is up to the states, that's such an important takeaway. But, Captain, so many people have literally been told their entire lives, right? This has been around for 50 years. They've been told their entire lives you have a constitutional right. And it's almost like telling someone, you know, when they're very little, the earth is flat, the earth is flat, the earth is flat. And one day you show them evidence that, no, the earth is a ball and it's going around the sun. And they say, no, I can't believe that because I've always been told the opposite. And so it's unfortunate because you have a lot of people who are even protesting who just haven't investigated this. They don't understand what the Constitution says. They certainly don't understand how this decision was arrived at, and it's very unfortunate. So we're doing our best to try to bring people along with why this was done, but it's not stripping away rights from women. In fact, it's actually allowing the people of the states to decide how they want to treat this subject. What's more democratic than that?
True. Have you heard of a group called Jane's Revenge?
Yes, this is one of the groups that I think is calling for the, quote, Night of Rage.
And they were with AOC yesterday, or should I say she was with them.
Right.
Spurring them on.
Right. Well, they see all these things as opportunities to get people in the streets. But, you know, Captain, it doesn't seem like this is hitting the sort of intense critical mass that we might have thought. And I think you got a lot of people out there, you know, how did they get there? Are they being instigated to go out and do these things?
Well, you had Antifa showed up as it was starting to get dark, dressed in their black garb with their black masks and all that sort of stuff. They showed up, and then suddenly they disappeared.
Right.
Which means, I guess, they went somewhere else.
Yep, very possibly.
And go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just simply going to say, but you've got a lot of these people who came into the streets, even in Los Angeles, of course, they were walking up one of the freeways and shutting down things like that. But fortunately, we haven't seen too many major catastrophes happen in terms of violence or destruction yet. So hopefully that holds.
And Virginia officials were actually warning people all across Virginia against violence in the wake of the Supreme Court decision in Roe v. Wade.
Right. Now, over the history of our country, Captain, of course, the idea is that if you don't like Supreme Court decisions, the Congress can always make laws again, and they can go up for a test, a constitutional test for the Supreme Court at some point. We're supposed to have a system of going through these motions through electing our officials, et cetera, but not to go out and protest. In other words, is the Supreme Court going to suddenly say, okay, we were just kidding. We don't want to be intimidated anymore, so we'll just react to what an angry mob says. That's not supposed to be our system. And I fear that we start going down this road, and it's anything that the far left doesn't like, they want to bring this out so that they can exercise literally what is a despotism over everybody in the country.
Now, another senator yesterday came out and challenged the cognitism of Joe Biden. It was Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. He finally got in and said something. He said Joe Biden, in his opinion, is unfit for office for a number of reasons that the media has been covering up.
Well, the media certainly has been giving Joe Biden a very easy ride from day one on this. Some of that, Captain, though, may begin to change because of the unpopularity of Biden and the devastating shellacking that the Democrats will get at the voting booth come November. You may see more coverage about Joe Biden and his fitness. But only because he's not bringing to fruition the far-left policies that many in the media want to have.
Yeah. Now, the latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that if the elections were held today, right now, 48% of likely U.S. voters would vote for the Republican candidate, while 40% would vote for the Democrat. Just 3% would vote for some other candidate, while 8% are not sure who they'd vote for. So that's an 8% plurality right now for the Republicans, which is up 3 points from what it was 2 weeks ago.
Right, and this is the very occasion, Captain, as you've mentioned so many times, the Republicans can't simply, take this for granted or coast into November,
nope.
Especially with this, because the Democrats will try to make this the central campaign issue. So what the Republicans have to do is they have to continue to harp on the inflation, they have to harp on what the state of affairs is for everybody's lives out there and so forth, and I think also talking responsibly and cogently about the abortion decision is also going to have a major effect. There's going to be a hardcore won't like it, but they're not going to vote for the Republicans anyway.
Yep, you're right. Okay, folks, we are coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to be taking a look at the highways again, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Kyle will be right back. I'll be right back, so don't go anywhere. We shall return.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the Overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y, protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Okay, Tom Willen. That there is the Rolling Stones there, Kyle. I remember them like it was yesterday.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was back from 1969. Great, one of the greatest Stone songs ever.
Absolutely, and that drum will just kill you.
Absolutely, yeah. This has been really a classic and never gets old.
No. All right, well, take it away. Tell me what's going on out west for the winter.
All right, folks, we've got the heat advisories that are coming up on the West Coast throughout Washington and Oregon, down from Seattle all the way through Portland, Eugene, down through Medford, and down into parts of Northern California. So if you're coming down Interstate 5 through Redding, through Chino, a little bit south of Chino, down towards Yuba City in that area, almost to Woodland and Sacramento, you're going to have a heat advisory over the next few days, and we're looking at temperatures that could range from 90 degrees, 95 up to 100 or maybe 100 plus in some places. So be aware of that. Be careful. We've also got a heat advisory in the Los Angeles area that reaches out towards Riverside and San Bernardino and down south towards Temecula. We've also got a new flash flood warning that popped on the map since last hour. This is in Arizona. This is going to be along Highway 74 near Wickenburg and Circle City. We've got a flash flood warning going on there. This is in addition to the flash flood warning south of Phoenix near Chandler. So this, of course, we need to let you know about, I should say. Flash flood watch also over New Mexico, this near Santa Fe, Taos, and also north of Albuquerque near Cuba. So you want to be aware of that. We've got, of course, some active rain on the radar right now. But as we move through the weekend, I think it's the heat advisory that's going to be most important. And, of course, those flash flood warnings. But right now, just a little bit of rain on the map around Phoenix stretches down a little bit west of Tucson. So be careful out there.
All right, well, things have calmed down a little bit up there in Minnesota, and the weather is kind of honing itself in to where now down below Minneapolis, they've got a narrow band about 75 miles wide that runs on an angle over down into South Dakota and then runs its way over into the middle part of South Dakota right now. But it certainly has channeled down a lot smaller than what it was an hour ago, so that's a good thing. And, of course, the heat is still right there in the deep south. You've got it Texas all the way across into Louisiana, over into Mississippi, over into the Panhandle in Alabama, Mobile, over to Pensacola, Florida. And I-10, of course, is pretty hot tonight. It's still in the 90s over that way. And I'm looking at my weather here. Let's see. Where's my weather? I got 80 degrees out here right now, mostly cloudy. So that's not too bad. Got a little bit of a breeze. I went outside a little bit earlier. We had a little bit of a breeze out there. Plus, we had some rain to cool things down. That helps out, Kyle.
That's right, yes.
Now, we do have rain, which has moved on down towards South Florida, so they're getting the rain down that way, down below Fort Myers, headed towards Miami. But we're going to have some hot temperatures up in the Panhandle today, more so than down here, although it'll be warm enough where I'm at. And as I said, up into the northern part of Louisiana, most of Arkansas, the eastern one-third of Oklahoma, and Texas all the way across from about Pecos to the line there at Louisiana on I-20 or I-30. That's going to go right up to just about Little Rock. Now, we do have a lot of fog tonight to talk about. There's fog up along the eastern side of Michigan, right over there, by the way, Sandusky, Michigan. You probably got fog there tonight listening to us on the great AM 660. And then you've got fog along the Lake Erie right there over towards Cleveland, over towards Erie, Pennsylvania. Some fog in the southwestern corner of Pennsylvania. Some fog around Philadelphia over there towards the shoreline. And then scattered patches of fog in Indiana and Ohio. Runs up through the middle part of there. Southwestern corner of Ohio. Looks like Cincinnati might have a little bit of fog this morning. And then as you work your way down from Philadelphia down through the Chesapeake Bay, there's some fog in there, low-lying fog, as well as down towards the coast of Carolina. Okay, so Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the pilot and Flying J out there, wherever you're at. You see them, truck on in there, and become a member of their driver's club. You'll be glad you did. All righty, let's get on up here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, nobody is really surprised that the decision was made the way it was. I'm not. With Roe v. Wade. But what I am surprised to hear is the way the federal, the Attorney General and some of the other attorneys in the Department of Justice, some of the comments they made, they should have said a word, especially Garland.
True enough.
I mean, the guy could obviously be impeached for what he said.
Well, yeah, but do you think that's going to happen? We now know. I mean, he's an activist.
Yep. Yep. Which is why, when come November, if we take back the Congress, the House of Representatives, and the Senate, even if it's only by one or two votes in the Senate and one or two votes in the House, that they need to go after and pursue to try to remove these activists from government.
Well, I don't know how you're going to do that.
Impeachment. Impeachment's the only way I can think of.
Right. And yep. They generally don't turn out well.
We'll soon know. All right, so what did you take out of all this when you first heard this?
Well, I knew that there were going to be lots of protests. And I would say that given Merrick Garland's tweet on the Supreme Court decision,
yeah,
that he likely won't go after those that are protesting. And what's particularly, I mean, they can show that they're peacefully protesting, but here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
All these cities, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Chicago, you know, mm-hmm, all the rest of them, they have to still bring out all of the police force and pay them double overtime in case things go sideways. I saw where, you know, Washington, D.C., businesses were already putting boards up on their windows again.
Yes.
So these people really should, I mean, Merrick Garland should really go after the money. Obviously, there's some money there because they had all these signs professionally printed. And help compensate the cost of the law enforcement.
Okie dokie, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more and Denise Simon, too. Right after the top of the hour news, we shall return. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.